Alright. In our time, it's been a while since we met. What's up?
Not much. Just exams, basically.
Oof. I'm lucky this year. I don't have much. But damn, it's coming.
Yep.
So, yeah, what's been new? What have you done? I mean, I've not met you in a while.
Yeah, not much, actually. Just exams, man.
Like the through past and through, month. Yeah. Yeah. That's not a gunshot for the audio listeners if we left that in. Oh wait, speaking of, I mean, we are opening our Coke cans now. What's your preferred? Give me a tier list of your fizzy drinks.
I was about to say water, then I heard you say fizzy drinks. So like, no, I actually don't drink too many fizzy drinks.
I mean,
so,
neither
like,
do I, but
I just roll with whatever is there.
Got you. But Coke or Diet Coke, what's your?
Diet Coke.
See, in that, like, Coke. The world is split. There's either people who are like, I love Coke. Diet Coke is shit. It's like a...
Yeah.
It's not even an alternate. Then there are people who are like, who swear by Diet Coke and think that normal Coke is shit.
Nah, I mean, either one's fine, but I personally prefer Diet Coke.
Got you. Then again, there's people who just think Coke is shit, so...
Because there's zero calories.
Yeah, that's why I drink it. It's not even about the sugar.
Yeah. No calories, no carbohydrates, no sugars, no fat... But there's no protein also. That's
I mean, there's caffeine. That's what I need. Right now, I have enough caffeine to like knock out a baby elephant. So, okay. I don't know what to do. What's happening on Twitter?
I don't know, man.
Wait, what do you think about the whole verification thing? Like, you can buy your verification.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think that's... both good and bad.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how much does verification cost?
I have no idea. No. Around $2, I think.
Okay.
So I think.
Like $2.99 maybe. Yeah. So, it's good because then people have to actually, like there's a reason for them to be verified.
Uh-huh.
But it's bad because then people will start looking for alternatives. And I think I've already seen this on Instagram where people are already like making stickers and stuff that you can put on your reels to make it look like you're verified. So I think that'll happen on Twitter somehow. I don't know if that's even possible, but yeah.
People are hating on it because like, I mean, I don't know what to, I mean, I think I hate the idea of buying verification.
Hmm.
The thing is, it was supposed to be to eliminate like imposters or whatever. Like,
yeah.
If I start an account called Elon Musk, obviously I won't get followers, but... so that you know it's real, so you buy it, and bots can't buy it, like fake accounts, spam bots can't buy it. But then again, if you're paying for it, the old verification was like, so that celebrities, it's not like you randomly go get it. You have to request it, you have to have a, I think on, I don't know Twitter, but on Instagram, you have to like submit articles where you are mentioned.
Yeah, and you have to like give your ID and like driver's license and those
kind
of stuff.
So you know it's you for like almost 100%. Now, I think Instagram is also from this week, they're allowing people to buy verification.
Hmm.
Then, I mean, a rich enough spam, rich enough troll can still buy like 10 spam bots and verify them all.
Yeah. I mean, but considering it's a troll, he can just buy it and then just like scam some dudes out of their money.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah.
Like the old verification thing is what I'd prefer.
Yeah. Same here. Like but old is... gold.
Like paying to verify is sort of like that's supposed to happen like in a back alley. It's not supposed to be from the company,
right?
Like some guy will take your money and
you're verified.
On a similar topic, you know, the European Union, I think, are mandating Type-C on most electronic
I saw videos of people like remaking iPhones and USB-C and like AirPods and USB-C and stuff like that. I mean, I kind of want that to happen in India, but like, I mean, I don't really care, honestly, like, I it would be cool to see
I get it. First off, like, I want to preface this if people don't know already. I'm insane about Apple products, so is
same here, same here.
We are insane Apple fans.
I mean, we're surrounded in Apple.
Right, so now, like, if video was on, there's like six Apple devices around us right now. But, like, first thing is, if you see, like, Apple's brand identity or character, sort of, they won't switch to Type-C. Like, there are people who will swear by, they'll rather go fully wireless and take off all ports than put in Type-C and budge to somebody else's standards, which makes sense. But would I personally prefer a Type-C port? Sure. All my devices having one thing, one single port is cool. But I don't think Apple will do it. The problem is when the European government or whatever is like, they say you have to use Type-C. And the reason they gave is environmental reasons or whatever. Like most appliances has to have Type-C.
Right.
I'm like, bro, you're a government. You're filled with like oldies and stuff. Like about 6 years ago, Type-C wasn't there. The lightning port was still there. And the micro USB was there. The old Android one. The freaking heart-shaped one. iOS thing was still there at that time. Type-C is new. And it is an upgrade on that. Yeah. Lightning could still match almost Type-C standards until like 2020, I think. After that, Type-C 3.0 came, which is faster.
Yeah.
Now, eventually, Type-C is going to fade out. Are we expecting the government to change at that time and say, okay, Type-C is banned, now you have to use this port? Like,
right.
You can't say what port to use. It's like telling Nike what lace they can use. You can't...
Yeah.
You can make a general rule, like, you as a company, you can't do above a certain level of carbon emissions. Makes sense. That's a rule. But use this component in your device. I'm like, that's insane. Any other field, you can't do that.
Yeah. Like, and also, it doesn't make sense because the lightning port is such a big part of like the Apple ecosystem.
Exactly,
bro. Like, it's lightning system for iPads and iPhones and iPods and stuff, and only computers and stuff have USB-C. And I mean, kind of makes sense because like USB-C is faster and more power and this and that. So like...
But I don't know. Like... keeping the whole environmental thing aside as well, I'm like, as a government, like, how are you deciding what component you use in a product?
Right.
That makes no sense.
I mean, there's probably like another reason to it, but it's like classified or something. Who knows?
I don't know. It doesn't make sense. It's like, imagine any other, literally any other thing. Let's say, looking around me for something. Let's say tube lights.
Right.
They can say that your thing can't have plastic in it. Fair enough.
Yeah.
But you can't be like, you have to use this model of screws. That won't make sense for like every tube light ever. Like if your concern is an environmental thing, so and so carbon emissions or whatever, that's a law. Use this component is just weird. It's like, that makes absolutely no sense to me.
It's like dictatorship almost.
I'm like, what, bro? Like, go fight Russia, bro. What are you like trying to tell Apple not to use Type-C for? I'm trying to see what comes out in iPhone 14, 15.
I honestly don't really mind like either way.
Give
me either one as long as I have an Apple phone. I'm good. Like I'm in
it.
So
yeah, again, personally for me, it doesn't matter. It's just weird when I see like, how is that a law? That's weird.
Yeah.
But, okay, anyways. There were many people like on Twitter and all, they were saying like, I will go bald if iPhone budges to like Android standard and becomes Type-C. They will much rather not, like, they'll discontinue sales in Europe if needed.
Right.
They're that type. And then there were leaks last month or 2 months ago of like a phone case manufacturer who is like officially supported by Apple, who makes phone cases for iPhones. And they got a render which
USB-C
the size the is hole. More is closer to USB-C. Since then, all these people who said Apple will not do all that and like they're 100% sure and stuff, they're like, okay, maybe Apple might change.
Right. I mean, the hole doesn't really matter because it's bigger. Is like, if it's bigger, you can still put...
That's what she said. Okay, sorry, my bad. okay
I mean, like, you can still use a lightning port even though the...
Now it's just weird to say hole. my bad I'm curious. July they might have an event. They usually have around June, July WWDC, Worldwide Developer Conference.
Right.
I mean, they don't launch new phones there, but we're hoping there'll be some. Like, they usually talk about software, but they'll launch like one special color of an iPhone. Or last year they launched the
new iPad came.
M2 was announced. The M2 Air, I think, with the box finish. Till now it was the sharp.
Right.
It's tough to describe in words. And like the Apple Watch SE, I think, or the sports edition, the thick boy.
Oh yeah.
That was announced last year.
Ultra.
That one. And then then around September or something, they'll have their official event where iPhone comes out.
Yeah.
Anyways, I'm interested to see where that goes. Speaking of tech and verification and all that, something that all of us have to go through for some reason is the CAPTCHA, I'm not a robot thing.
Oh, yeah.
Let's start off with the irony of that. Right. You're an AI, not even AI, machine learning algorithm. A robot asking you if I'm a robot, who do you think you are?
Like? And you know, I actually heard this somewhere, I think in another podcast. Mm-hmm. I don't remember who, but so AI, you know, GPT-4 was released recently, yep, right?
That's lit.
Yeah, I mean, I can't wait to use it. So basically, someone tasked GPT-4,
uh-huh.
I mean, not the like commercial version that people can pay for and use, like the actual, like unlimited.
Got
I
you,
mean,
got you. Yeah, yeah.
It, like the capabilities are not limited type.
Got you.
So basically, it was given a task to do something. And on a website, it had to solve the CAPTCHA, mm-hmm. but it yeah. wasn't able to okay. Okay. because, I mean, it was AI. But it knew about Fiverr and it went and it hired someone on Fiverr to do the CAPTCHA.
Shit.
And when the person on Fiverr asked the AI, like why are you not able to do it? And then apparently the AI made its own full cover story. It was like, oh, I have a eye disease and I'm visually impaired and I'm from this place. It literally made an entire cover story for that.
Damn.
So AI is outsmarting people now. Like, we got to be careful.
I mean, at this point, I'm not scared though. Even with this story.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not scared. Like, I can't wait to see what AI can do next.
This is so awesome. Like,
yeah, it's like cool.
Imagine law enforcement starts using this.
No. Bro, that's like the next big breakthrough.
Yeah, there's this movie, I don't know what it's called, The Crimes of Future or something like that, or Yesterday's Crime. It's like, it has what's the mission of Tom Cruise. So it's like, it's an algorithm that predicts, or like a sentient being that predicts crime that's about to happen and arrests you before that. I'm like, the moral implications of if this is real is crazy.
I mean, already people are getting, using human intelligence, quite a few people are like, not quite a few, like there are some people who get wrongfully imprisoned for life and stuff and then they get out and they're paid millions.
That's because like evidence is there, right?
Yeah.
Like if a cop walked into this room and I'm pointing a gun at you, that's pretty good evidence.
Yeah.
But I've not shot you yet.
Yeah.
But this is more like I'm sleeping in my bed and they're like, bro, 2 months from now, you're going to kill someone. I'm like, bro, what? What are you talking about? I've not watched the movie, so like the lore might be fully not correct.
Right.
But yeah. Coming back to the CAPTCHA thing. So first off, the irony of an algorithm verifying if I'm a robot.
Yeah.
Seriously, like who do you think you are? The thing is, I was curious like how this whole thing got to be. I was like, I'm pretty sure AI can beat the stupid find the crosswalk thing.
Yeah.
Because like Google Images, you can say crosswalks and like 100 crosswalks come. Like how tough is it to just like reverse that? Like you don't know what it is, but the text says click all the boxes with crosswalk.
Right.
In another tab, open up Google.
Yeah, crosswalk. AI can just search it and find out.
And like, you know, I did some digging. So I'll start like from way back how CAPTCHA first started. It was to like stop the whole spam thing where like an algorithm doesn't keep making fake email accounts and it's like, Wisecrack 1, Wisecrack 2, Wisecrack 3, Wisecrack 4, and like a million things and shut the server down. So for Yahoo, someone made the first ever CAPTCHA, which was, I'm not sure, I don't have my notes with me, but some kind of text, which is warped. You may remember this way
back. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like a warped text.
That's still there on like a bunch of bank websites and stuff.
Yeah,
I
like
think.
The old ones.
Yeah,
yeah. Outdated stuff. So warped text.
Hmm.
So the thing was, like, first off, verification was needed. The thing is, they can't do something like, they can't limit it to a certain language, or they can't limit it to people. Like, let's say I don't speak English.
Yeah.
I go to a website and WS93 is there. It's warped. I know it's WS93. I look at the keyboard, it's WS93. So I can do that.
Yeah.
They can't do any other thing, like, such as making words up. Like, write the first two words of a Bible or something like that. If they do that, someone in India may not know that, or someone in Africa who's not a Christian may not know that,
right?
Or even a Christian who reads the Bible. I mean, no offense if you do, but like I don't read books. Something like that, right?
Yeah.
So it can't be language blocked. It can't be. There were some 3-4 points like that, like whatever.
Right.
It's so difficult without my notes. But so that's how they came up with the first warped text.
Yeah.
And it'll have the answer. So the algorithm will have the answer. If you have the verification algorithm will have the answer. But if you are a bot trying to make fake accounts, you obviously won't know it.
Yeah.
And then eventually what happened was New York Times around 2005 bought this software, CAPTCHA.
Yeah.
And it was remade, like what it, so it will, it became two words. This is CAPTCHA V2.
Hmm.
So it was two words with numbers and stuff, but two words. You can't, the algorithm that is verifying it knows the answer to the first word and doesn't know the answer to the second word. So you put in two words, right? So let's say it says subscribe Wisecrack. So it knows subscribe.
I see what you did there.
So it knows the answer is subscribe for the first word.
Yeah.
It doesn't know it's Wisecrack for the third or for the second word.
Hmm.
Now it will give this CAPTCHA to like 10 people. If you get subscribe right, it will try to see if you put Wisecrack. If all 10 people put Wisecrack, it'll verify that as the correct answer.
Right.
And this goes back and it's training a model and it is sort of transcribing old New York Times articles. So like in the old newspaper photos that they have, which is faded, and you generally have to pay someone for transcribing it.
Hmm.
People are doing it for free for you by verifying that they are not human.
Right.
So this was like, I don't know the exact numbers again. My notes are not open.
Right.
For some reason. But apparently around 14,000 articles in 2 hours were getting done.
In 2 hours?
2 hours. Just because of random people doing CAPTCHA.
Bro, what?
Exactly.
I mean, that's a win-win for times of whatever.
This is going to get even more crazy. Then came ReCAPTCHA.
Yeah.
So that's what we get now. Yeah. ReCAPTCHA, V1 or V2, one of those, started using images and stuff.
Hmm.
Again, like click the one that has a dog or something like that is how it started.
But yeah.
Nowadays, if you get the image thing, you will notice that it has more of crosswalks, road, bridges.
Something that's common to like every country and every person on earth would have seen it at least once.
True, but there's more to that. We are getting to the sinister aspect, my guy. So it started off with gentle things like a Coke can, a phone, something like that.
Right.
Google bought ReCAPTCHA from Yahoo or whatever, or from them. They started training their algorithm, image detection, using that. So when you are verifying what is a door and what isn't, background AI is learning what is a door and what isn't.
Right.
Do you see the irony of this?
Bro.
Algorithm verifying if you are an algorithm.
Right.
In turn, making an algorithm that can beat its own self. What?
They set themselves up for success and failure, both, almost.
It's a double-edged sword. So as that happened, obviously Google Lens got better because now it can identify more things. And people started using the Google Lens API to crack it.
Yeah.
Great. Now what do you do? So V2 came out with a similar one. By then, they started shifting to all roads, bridges, sidewalks, such things. Do you see where I'm going? Google Maps.
Yes.
They started training Google Maps algorithm using this. What is a road? And you know the live view in Google Earth?
Yeah.
Where the car keeps going with a camera on it? That is, in some places, in Netherlands and stuff, I think, it is it's self-driven. It doesn't have a driver in there.
Yeah.
It started training that to identify pedestrians, all of that, using, I mean, not fully, obviously, but a substantial amount was trained with this CAPTCHA information of what is, where should I stop? What are the rules? What is red light? What is green light? Because of ReCAPTCHA.
So they taught a car how to drive itself using humans.
Again, not fully, obviously. Yeah, but I mean, with a substantial amount. Yeah. Now, things get a little more crazy and creepy depending on what type of person you are listening to this.
Yeah.
You might have noticed sometimes you click the I'm not a robot thing. It circles like twice and just passes goes through. On. You won't have to you don't have to verify it.
Yeah.
Do you know why?
For some time I thought it was like it would use a camera and see if you look like a human. That's what I used to think. Yeah, but then I realized that's not true because the computer we have right here doesn't have a camera, but that happens on this as well.
And they have to let you know though if it's a camera. What they don't let you know is anytime you're online with a certain IP address on a device, ReCAPTCHA is running on all Google services, all Chrome services. It is running in the background.
Right.
Your mouse movements are being captured. This is too factual, by the way. This is not a conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
It's there in the release notes of ReCAPTCHA.
Huh.
So it's just working in the background. When you open YouTube, when you open a website, it's tracking your mouse like where your mouse is going on the screen,
or based on how you behave,
and like how what are you? So did you know there are, for many people or most people, there's like how we have a fingerprint, there's a typing pattern to all of us.
Yeah.
So odds are you and I have different typing patterns. And
yeah.
It's not as unique as a fingerprint. There might be like 10,000 people in the world with same ones.
Same thing.
But you can sort of identify like this guy has this pattern and stuff.
Yeah.
It uses that as well. And mostly your mouse thing, basically. Like, do you randomly go from point A to point B?
Right.
And from that to the next button quickly. Like, you're not looking around. Because if you're a human, you'll be like, okay, oh no, this is not a button. Oh, here it is. Something like that. If it also looks for random amount, like random chunks of text just popping up, basically control a code that is control pasting your information.
Yeah.
So this is always running in the background. So when you make a new login and it sort of knows that you have been human for a while, like you're just surfing the web like a normal human being,
right.
It'll just pass you through because it knows you're not a bot. But let's say for the past few days, you've not used your phone or something like that, or that device with that IP, you're on a new router, that could also trigger like a bot warning,
right?
It might, or like you just opened up a new website, it's like brand new.
Hmm.
Then it has no information to go through. That's when you get the images nowadays,
right?
But that is weird for me. Like, I mean, it's not weird for me. I'm okay with it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm fine with it too. But I just find it like, I mean, that's like, I mean, they're only one step away from like completely knowing everything about you.
Pretty much, yeah. I'm like, it is efficient though, like.
Yeah, I mean, it's flawless also.
Exactly. I love the idea though. Just see where the mouse... That's smart. Because a bot will know where the mouse is because of the code and just go there and like just keep zapping across the screen. So, I mean, one trick I do normally when I'm going, I don't know if it works though.
Like just randomly move it around. When,
So when you click I'm not a robot, just keep moving around like... make randomly, circles with your hand. This could be placebo. Like, I'm not sure. But for me, I've seen like it won't give up the thing of choose a sidewalk. Like the image verification doesn't come. It generally thinks you're a human.
Hmm. Yeah, that is happens what I to me as well.
But yeah, like if you keep your mouse stagnant, I've seen sometimes it'll come up.
Hmm.
Like on phones, I just keep like scrolling up and down. Works for me. I don't know if, again, I've not seen the code. I don't think it's open source, but.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely not open source. But I mean, they're literally tracking people's.
But yeah, seeing that it is mouse tracking and stuff, I think this should work.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
that is a kind of insane for me. Like, I was mind blown. I was like, seriously, there's so much to like this one element of the internet. I just did some digging to see, like, I'm sure AI can beat the freaking what is a sidewalk.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it did, which is why we have better things going on now. And I won't be surprised if like soon when like AR becomes more prevalent, metaverse and shit, there is camera and microphone verification.
Hmm.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Right. I mean, already Face ID is there, so it's like pretty much camera verification.
Yeah.
Almost.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's like all encrypted. I mean, like no one can buy your face off the company.
Yeah, images don't work. At least on iPhone, it doesn't. I've seen some Android ones fail in such things. Or do you know this? My friend, who looks a lot like her mother, they had some Vivo phone, which has parent face ID on it.
Right.
It unlocked when the mom's sister, like, just looked at the phone. It worked. They're not twins, by the way.
Right.
They look similar, obviously. They're like siblings. But, like, they're not twins. Like, if you saw them, you won't be like, they look alike. Right.
Yeah.
The phone just unlocked when it pointed at her.
Bro, what?
Once on my aunt's phone, she had at that time the S20, I think. This was like 3 years, 2019, I think.
Hmm.
Like when Type-C was coming. That was the first Type-C I've ever seen in the phone. S20, I'm guessing. She had that, which is supposed to be like all flagship and all that other voodoo. When she wears glasses, it didn't work for a while.
Right.
Then she like registered while wearing the glasses. It worked. But then a cousin put on a glass, like, spectacles. She has her own spectacles, not my aunt's spectacles, her own spectacles.
Yeah.
She was just playing around with the phone, it opened. And it kept opening. It was not a mistake.
Right.
Every time her face was in it, it opened.
Huh.
They look nothing alike. She's a kid. My aunt is like, my aunt. I'm like, what the? Yeah. What?
Actually, I might know why that happens. Because, I'm not saying all, but in most Android phones, how Face ID works is, it's 2D. So it just looks at your face. It basically takes a regular picture of you and then it matches that. So basically, you can just like print out a picture of you, and then that's it.
Unless it thinks it's a paper thing, yeah. It might. We're talking about a little older phones though. Yeah. Nowadays, it uses different ones, but yeah.
But what Apple does is it has, I think that's why there's been a big notch for a very long time. Face ID. So basically, it maps like some 200-300 points on your face, and it knows the distance from the camera of each of those points,
which is why you can wear glasses.
Yeah, and it still works. Yeah,
exactly. So that's one thing I love about Apple.
Right,
like Face ID was there since like Android 6.
Yeah,
but that was like not for public. If you switch on developer mode, it'll pop up. Like you can somehow enable it in the settings. If you're a geek, you know what I'm talking about. And basically, when you're trying to unlock, like a circle comes up, you have to match your face to that with lighting and all. It might work.
Right.
So around the time iPhone 10 came out, more and more like Face ID was getting famous. When they launched, they were one of the first as well. Not saying the first, LG was the first, but one of the first. They did it flawlessly. iPhone 10 had this.
Yeah, it was
the
like perfect.
IR thing and all of that.
Yeah.
So it works in the darkness as well.
Right.
It works everywhere because it's literally a 3D scan of your face.
Yeah.
So it works.
And it even knows when your eyes are closed and stuff.
Yeah, like
you close your eyes and that's you close one eye and it doesn't work.
That's key. If you're not looking at it also sometimes it won't work.
It knows where you're looking.
Exactly, that's key, bro.
It's like
because most amazing. People when you say Face ID, like my mother does this sometimes. Like put Face ID on your phone. She's like, why when I'm sleeping you'll open it, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, if your phone does that, it's a stupid phone. Get rid of it.
Yeah, it's just like there's no point.
What?
It's like the key to your phone.
But yeah. So That's the thing I like about iPhone.
Yeah.
iPhone 10, first to come out with Face ID, flawlessly works.
Yeah.
They could, I see some phones which do it for the hype factor, like the in-display fingerprint thing, which barely works any time.
Yeah.
All of that. I'm like, that's just why I value Apple more. They have that thing. It's like, if we're doing it, it's because, like, we know how to do it and we are doing it.
Yeah.
Like, getting rid of the headphone jack it's not like they're asking the customers, is it okay? They're like, this is good. I know it's good for you. Take the phone.
Yeah. It's like they introduce things late, but they do it absolutely perfect.
Perfection.
Like, the notch has been there for so long and now they reduced the notch, but you didn't lose anything. Like, things got better with the notch. So, like, they do what they do as they want to do it, but when they do it, it's like no one can complain.
One thing that really pisses me off, and this is why I hate Samsung with like a... in their phone space, okay? Samsung, if you want to sponsor us. Only your phones. I won't take any sponsors from your phones. But they have like other things, they make awesome things, okay? Like
I mean, we'll take sponsors, but we won't use your phones. That's
it. Like their monitors and all are class. Yeah. Samsung one.
Samsung recently released this thing called The Wall, and it costs like $828,000.
Jeez.
And it's like some 512 inches.
Okay.
It's like almost $1 million.
Got you. Have you seen that the curved display that almost every YouTuber has?
Yeah, I mean,
That's what insane. Actually, for a while, I think until 7, 8, I think even nowadays, it used to be LG, and I think Samsung is also one of the display producers for iPhones.
Yeah, so Samsung also makes SSDs for Macs.
Their hardware impeccable,
really good.
Only your phone, your laptops also is kind of like their new Galaxy Book is decent, but your phones and more. It's more like your brand. Attitude, if that makes sense. Let me define what brand attitude is. Apple, like I said, they have this whole thing is like just because the customer asks for it, they won't give it. Yeah. They do what's good for their phone and they think that their users will like and they give it. If you don't agree with it, don't buy the phone. That's more of their thing. It's not, you don't like it, I'll change it for you. No, screw you. You don't like it, you're not the customer. Someone else who likes it will get it. That's their idea of it. Whereas I think Samsung and all, they're more like, if you think you hate, like if the customer says something, okay, I'm sorry, my guy, I'll do this for you. Like, which is cool. You should listen to your customers. But I'll give you two examples. One, headphone jack, when iPhone took it out after iPhone 6, every company on earth made fun of them.
Yeah.
S21, S22, Samsung, bro, where's the headphone jack? You made fun of them. Where's the headphone jack? If you can't make fun of something and be like, okay, you know what, I'm going to do that as well.
And it's not like they couldn't have put one on. I mean, it's a thick phone. You could probably put two headphone jacks right next to each other.
Bro, this the audience don't have a video. iPad, it's so thin. I've never seen an Android or any other tablet this thin. This is 2019, has a headphone jack.
Yeah.
This is like some 168-bit or something. So I use this for my music.
Hmm.
So it's like quality headphone jack.
Yeah.
This is so thin.
Right. It's also like you can drop it and like break like glass.
This is paper, bro. I don't like putting a case on it because it's so thin. It makes it, I'm like, oh, I don't want to make it chunky. Anyways. That's on, like, none of my Apple products I put a case because it looks bad.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. So headphones is one. The other thing is when iPhone or Apple, they started taking out their, like the free charger in the box.
Right.
They did that, if I'm not wrong, in 2020/21.
Yeah.
There were tweets from Huawei, Honor, Samsung, and all of these people. Like, we still have chargers in the box. Like, basically mocking Apple.
Yeah.
2 years later, 2023. Where's your charger in the box, my guy? You can't make fun of something and do it again. That's all I mean.
Yeah.
Like, if you're making fun of something, fair. Like, back in the day, Apple used to make fun of Samsung and stuff for their, like, trash battery life and all of that. Back in the day, they hold their ground. Samsung phones exploded. Give me one example of iPhone. Like, any Apple product doing that.
Yeah, and even if it did happen, it would be the user's fault.
Yeah, yeah, like you dropped it in a volcano or something.
Phone. There's nothing wrong with the phone, for sure. Like,
so that's what, that's what, for me, that, like, if you have that attitude as a brand, that's why in the phone space, at least in the Android world, I respect Google, and nothing is my favorite as of now.
Google's really good. Their camera systems are sick.
Software is insane.
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, Google makes Android, so like...
Yeah, I mean, that's what, they have potential. That's one thing. That's why they're sort of down for me. They have potential.
Right.
But yeah. Nothing is doing a good thing. Like, I like them, but they're too new to take any judgments.
By the way, for the listeners, Nothing is a phone company. Oh, it doesn't mean nothing.
That didn't even come to my mind. Like, for some people who don't know about the phone. You've seen this clip on Among Us where they're all named like me, you.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I put that on my status recently.
Okay, okay. That's what, recently I saw it somewhere.
Yeah. Me saw who and who saw kill me. And
for people who've not seen it, it's like, so, you know, the game Among Us. Each of them are named like things like you, the second player is me, third player is who, and things like that. So on a normal game, you'd be like, I saw Rijul went, or you'd be like, I saw Narutam kill. But then when you have names like that, it's like, I saw me jump in a vent and who killed me,
and someone ran to me and me went,
and who called the button. Yeah. How did this joke come out, by the way? There we go. ADHD moment. Yeah, coming back.
Hold up. Let me see if I can find that.
I think we can play the audio without copyright, right?
Yeah.
It'll be.
Me knows 100% that me saw and someone went to that guy, and now that guy is dead.
Me killed that guy for
who
sure.
Who thinks me who killed, saw yeah. me?
Who no. you see them?
Who my, saw my someone and who saw me? Maybe.
The chaos and fear in their voices, bro.
Yeah, that's literally the funniest thing I've seen in a long time.
But yeah. So yeah, that's my rant about companies and their identities and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, Apple just does. They're like, this is the best phone we can make. I'm putting it out there.
Right.
All the other companies, I think they're more like, I want to see what others do and all of that. Yeah, I mean, there's nothing wrong with the whole experimental aspect of, like, trying folding phones and failing in front of the whole public and making a joke of yourself. But yeah.
Yeah.
I do want to do a whole episode about LG.
Right.
Because they are innovators who are underrated as shit. Like,
right.
No one talks about LG like that, but they were, like, the first to do many things.
Right.
There are... MKBHD has an awesome video about it.
I mean, they were the first to do rolling TV screens.
All of that,
and, like,
yeah. Even on phones,
curved,
bro.
I think they did curved screens first as well, right?
Yeah. No, I'm saying even just in the smart...
Right.
On the TV thing, even now they're rolling it.
Yeah.
But I'm saying on things like the even phone thing where people barely know that LG phones existed.
Yeah.
Like, I'm pretty sure some... In current time, like a 5-year-old, 6-year-old... has no idea that LG makes phones.
Yeah.
But yeah. LG and HTC, these two companies, they were like innovators back in the day.
Right.
These fell off. I don't know what happened.
Yeah.
I do want to do an episode about that.
Hmm.
But coming back. So Google Pixel, obviously, they have awesome software. They're sort of taking the Apple approach.
Yes.
It's called the Apple approach from now on. Where they custom make their chips. So they started with their Tensor chip just for the cameras. they don't need like the freaking 125 megapixel, around 24 something. Again, that's the Apple way. Less pixels, but still awesome quality photos. So speaking of software and cameras, oh, by the way, you've seen the Google Pixel thing, right? Of like randomly removing people by just touching them.
Yeah.
Insane.
I've seen that.
Like someone I know has the phone. Like the AI on it is so cool. Like you can transcribe videos live. Insane. That's what
live.
Yeah. Like as you're recording, you can have like text pop up of what they're saying.
Shit. That's nice.
Wonderful AI. That's what I expected from Google. I'm surprised it's been this long. I'm like, Google, what the hell? You're Google. Like literally the Google. Do it.
Hold on. You know, Google released BART, right?
Oh, yeah.
Their AI. Yeah. And they kind of messed it up. Like they've done terribly.
We spoke about this, right?
Yeah, we spoke about it, but briefly. When we spoke about it, it wasn't released yet.
Okay, yeah.
But now it's released now. And it's
public.
It's terrible. Yeah, you can like get it, I think.
Jeez. Okay, anyways. So speaking of AI, photo and video processing.
Yeah.
Do you know the new controversy by some Redditor, I don't know his name, but on for Samsung phones and their thing. Have you heard about it, anything? Okay, awesome. I love talking about this. basically, you've seen the ads, right? S22 Ultra, it has like 100 times zoom. You can basically like zoom into the moon and stuff. So you know that the moon is geo-locked to Earth. So at any given time, the whole Earth can only see one side. Like none of us, like nobody's ever seen the other side of the moon, the dark side of the moon. But so the story goes that Samsung basically, when you take a photo, when you zoom into the moon, it's not just enhancing the image, basically like retrieving like raw footage, which all most phones do.
Yeah.
It is projecting a photo of the moon that you already like, that its AI has been trained onto it.
Right.
So which is sort of scummy, like.
Bro, that's like, what's the point of having a camera then?
Exactly.
Just like find your photos on Google.
So that's the problem that they had. The test that he did to figure it out was so he took like a large screen TV.
Yeah.
Took a blurred photo of the moon. So like a white blob.
Yeah.
He walked like 100 feet back, zoomed in with his Samsung phone, took a photo, and got a full clarity photo of the moon.
Yeah.
So when the data of the full, like the neat moon, it was never there. It was just a white blob.
Right.
How did you retrieve a full like HD image?
Hold up. Explain again. I didn't really get it.
Okay. So what Samsung says, or what everyone thought Samsung was doing.
Yeah.
So when you zoom in, it gets a little blurry, right? But the data is still there. So let's say I zoom into this Coke can. It is still a like a HD Coke can in the real world.
Yeah.
Your camera is just like, because of the light and stuff, it's a blurry. So when you take the photo, the AI sort of figures out and de-blurs it.
Yeah.
So he took a photo of a white blob, not the moon, on his TV, just white blob.
Oh, and it,
on the phone, there's an HD image of a
moon.
Moon. He's like, that was never there. How are you retrieving?
That wasn't even a moon.
Exactly. So that's how, that's when he concluded that it isn't enhancing the image, it is projecting a whole new image onto it.
Bro, that's genius.
Kudos to Samsung. They hid it for so long because the AI is good enough to, like, if you've taken the photo on a day where it's sort of red, the projected image is red as well. On a like a white sort of light, when you can see white,
right,
the moon looks white, all of that.
And
the moon is the best thing to do this because, like I said, it's geo-locked. Everyone has only ever seen one type of moon.
Yeah.
But yeah, this was a big... Huawei did this a couple years ago, but it was sort of like very obvious. Like you zoom in, you take a photo, you're like, that's not what I just took, bro. This is a whole new image.
Yeah.
But Huawei is sort of irrelevant now. But this like recently came up. He's like, when there was no HD image in this to begin with, how are you retrieving it? And like Samsung, I think they apologized on Twitter and stuff. And I'm like, that's scummy. That please, you can't do that,
bro. A little
bro.
Too much.
Like if you can do 100 times, advertise 100 times.
Yeah.
Because on their ads, they're like, oh, we can zoom in all the way to, and blah, blah, blah. It looks, you can get the moon, like feeling like touch.
Yeah.
The zoom is good. I'm not denying that. Like if you're standing here and there's like a 200 story building, you can zoom in almost like to the terrace and see a guy and like sort of, if he's holding a book, you can read the text. That is good by itself.
That's really good.
Insane. Advertise that. They do advertise that. Decent. You can't do the moon thing. Why are you advertising it?
Actually, I feel, now that you've mentioned that, I feel like Apple, they will understate what they can do, but they will overperform.
Yes.
So everyone's happy with Apple
devices.
It's impossible to not be happy.
Fact.
But Android, or in general, but like especially Samsung, they overstate and underperform.
Exactly.
So it's
that's the downside to the experimental thing. Right. When I was saying like Apple just does what they know they can do, and like when Samsung came out with their first Galaxy Fold, there were a lot of problems like dust getting stuck in between it.
Yeah.
That would like almost never happen with any Apple device.
Yeah.
Like as crazy as it may seem, it'll never be like dust or some stupid thing like that.
I feel like that's why Apple hasn't done foldables yet, because they know you can't perfect it. Because also, there's not enough like tech to
I won't be surprised if like if Samsung has released it already, which means they've been working in for like 6-7 years already.
Yeah.
They may have a prototype in there, right, like Apple, their California thing.
Yeah.
But the thing is, what's the point though? Like if they give you a folding phone, how is that better than a normal phone?
Yeah.
I don't think, unless there is a very valid reason, they're gonna add or remove like anything like that.
Hmm.
Because for a while I think my phone still has like 12 megapixel or something.
Camera?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, mine is like 6 megapixels.
But the photos are insane. Nice.
I'll show you a photo I took on this. It looks as good as like taken on a like a, you know, those ginormous cameras.
DSLRs.
Like
and
the proper DSLRs. It looks probably better than that.
Exactly. And the bokeh effect, like the blur,
is just beautiful.
Insane.
And this is not even edited. This is just like straight out of the camera. Exactly. Look at the colors. it's just awesome.
That's what I mean. Like they do that. Like when you don't need a 50/100 megapixel camera, they're like, I'm not giving that to you. Oh, Samsung's giving you 100, cool. Guess what? They're also projecting images. Screw you. They'll be like, I'll give you 24 megapixel, but guess what? That takes insane photos.
Yeah.
I personally appreciate that. Like that, if you want like the new thing, like the next gen, like, oh, I have a fingerprint sensor under the screen, which barely works. Oh, that's so cool. Right. Sure. Go ahead. Get your freaking Samsung.
Bigger is not always better.
That's what she said. but yeah, I prefer quality over quantity.
Yeah, same here.
That's why our episodes come once in 2 weeks, but they're bangers.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, that's about all I had to say. Peace out.
Yep. So that's it for this episode. The regular drill, basically. Follow us on Instagram, YouTube. I mean, not YouTube yet, I think, right?
Coming soon.
Yeah. Yeah, so Twitter, Instagram, then...
Yeah, I mean, anyway, Spotify, if you're there on 4chan, Apple, we might be there. Freaking MySpace, go hit us up.
Yeah, so...
Apple gang for life.
Bye. Yeah, catch you guys next time.